Interior Management.
Hi, is Arthur available?
You know what? I need to track him down. May I ask who's calling?
Steve. I actually spoke to him yesterday. I'm just trying to follow up with him, see if he got
Steve,
my email.
Steve, with what company?
Bank of Cardiff.
All right, just a moment.
Thanks.
Thank you for holding. We look forward to talking with you soon. Please hold the line and we'll be right back with you.
Arthur McGuire speaking.
Hey Arthur, it's Steve from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hi Steve, how you doing? Okay.
Good, good. Hey, I'm just trying to follow up with you. See, make sure you got my email from yesterday.
Yeah. So. Yeah, okay. I did get your bill. So,
perfect.
Let me look at something here real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
So, who was the other guy that you put on the phone?
You were talking to Jeremiah.
Okay, hold on a second. Okay, so, again, and I want to be careful here. I don't want to waste a lot of time because you know, to what I want to do is get from you guys what Jeremiah, getting the terms and conditions that he thinks he can get authorized. Now, I'm not holding you 100% to it. He said it was 85%, but I don't want to, I'm not going to send bank statements and this and everything until we have some sort of idea, because the original thing that Jeremiah talked about, the payback was exactly duplicate of what Can Capital does for us.
Okay.
So, in other words, you go to Jeremiah and say, okay, what realistically do you think you can accomplish on the basis of a $150,000 loan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So with an 85% probability, which again, you guys say 85, that puts it at about 40% for me.
Okay.
I realize your job is only to get stuff to the underwriters, and then, of course, their job is to turn it down. That's how the system works.
Well, a lot of us too here, like for instance Jeremiah, and you know, I have some other supervisors here too that I work with. What we do for a lot of people is we get the paperwork first, we look at it, and we can get a lot better idea of what we can get you in that sense. We don't have to
I don't have a lot of time to waste.
I got you. I understand.
Let me just see something here. Okay, I'm looking for where that went to. Okay, here it is. Bank of Cardiff.
Right away. Check on
okay.
How's your opportunity?
This is okay. One page. Recent 6 months bank statements, business tax return, which again I'm waiting for the 2015.
Oh, okay.
I don't have it.
Do you have an extension?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you can. Yeah. So if you send the 2014 with an extension to 2015, that would work.
Now the only problem with that is the 2014 shows a big loss, where the 2015 shows a profit.
Okay.
So your underwriter again, his job will be to take that and tell you no. I mean, it lessens the probability significantly, because the underwriter's job is to turn you down.
Okay. Well, like I said, you know, we don't have to run any of your credit or anything like that, like right away. All we have to do, like I can give it to my supervisor, like Jeremiah, and we can look at it, and we can give you a much better idea of what we can get for you. I mean, I don't want to hurt you guys at all. I mean, that's not what we're here to do.
No. I'm just real world. I've been through this.
Sure.
We've been in business 30 years.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys are a bank.
Yep.
And as a result, and I think it's great. Like I said, your timing's really good. We're looking at it. Again, Jeremiah felt like, you know, maybe $150,000 for a 2-year period. But that's the same as what I do with Can Capital.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
I mean, we're in a very good position compared to last year, but I'm worried. I don't mind stepping out a little bit. Let me see something here.
Sure.
Okay, let me just work on this. I don't mind giving you guys, but the problem is, I give you guys this, then they want, the underwriter says, well, no, I want this. Then I want to wait for 2015 tax return. I mean, you have to understand, Stephen. I understand you just started there. You want to bring in new accounts. I get it. I understand. But your underwriter's job is to turn you down. 100%. You have nothing to say yes or no. You don't have a floor a little bit yet. You can't. You're only there 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. the thing
have
is...
Have you closed any deals yet?
I have, actually, yeah. I've closed three, actually.
Okay, good. That's good.
Yeah, it's very good. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm not trying to brag or anything, but, I'm kind of, a little bit of a fast learner. I have learned since being here for, that month time is that since we are a small company, we have, been around for only 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
Our underwriters, they're right down the hall from us. So,
yeah.
We talk to them quite a lot. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if their whole job is to turn us down. I think they want to work with us because, like Jeremiah was saying, we are a relationship bank. So, mm-hmm. anybody that we can get approved or, and do some business with, we want to do business with them for a while. So
yeah, I understand. I understand. I understand. I believe you. I really understand.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I'm talking to you is because we're in much better shape than we were a year ago. We're sitting
perfect.
In pretty good shape. I do have avenues to borrow money, let me do this. I understand you need a little bit upfront stuff. I don't mind. I'll work on this, okay? But I also want to get that 2015 tax return done because the day I have that done, it also, for an underwriter, takes care of another, 87 points. It changes the point structure
in which
they work completely because I realize that, I'm going to think about that because I'm close to getting that 2015 back, and I'm almost wondering if I ought to wait until I get that back.
Okay. When do you think you're going to get that?
Well, that's what I'm going to work on. That's
okay.
I've got 100 other things on my desk.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, I'm going to call the accountant and ask her to speed that up because, again, that changes the dimensions of things.
Oh, sure.
Because, for a lot of reasons, as I had indicated to Jeremiah, we had our largest account go bankrupt on us in the very first part of 2015, but it affected 2014 very negatively because they stopped paying us. At a certain point, they stopped paying us before they went bankrupt, so it hurt us, very much hurt us in 2014. So I'm concerned with that aspect now. In saying that, we've also come back very nicely. We don't have much debt. The only reason I'm talking to you is because I'm thinking your money might replace the current debt that we have, and it would be at better rate. But because our debt servicing is about $10,000 a month right now, and I want to lessen that considerably.
Right, okay.
I'm not talking about a little lessen. Look, I have, like I was telling Jeremiah yesterday, I have another document. Let me look at this. I have another company here that wants to, they're called Fastball Capital. Now, I don't know what interest rate they're charging, but for every $100K in loan, they want $1,472.87 in monthly payment. So now, it's 7 years, I get it. It's a long time, and maybe that's too long. But that's the kind of thing. I'm looking for what we call debt service relief.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Now, with that fastball, is that do they have penalties if you guys pay off early?
No, there's no prepayment. We wouldn't ever have a loan that had a penalty for prepayment.
Okay. Yeah.
That's something.
Sometimes
that
those 7-year loans, they want you to pay all that interest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not. I'd have to look. I haven't even talked to them, but they sent me this. See,
mm-hmm.
So again, I'm just what I'm curious now. The other deals you did, what interest rates were they at? Out of curiosity, the other three deals. Give me the amount, the interest rate, and length of term.
The other three deals I did, mm-hmm. Their interest rates were pretty low. I mean, they're all about. Let me see. Let me pull one up. One second.
Yeah. That'll give me an idea of just what your company's doing.
Yeah.
I mean, I think your company, I've reviewed it. It looks good.
Cardiff
looks really good. I got to be honest with you. I was very impressed.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
I really researched it yesterday. I took a look. I don't talk to people unless I feel confident they're with a company we could do something with. I don't have time to waste either. You're with a very good company.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, it was a heck of a job to get this job.
I bet.
Let me see. I'm going to tell you these interest rates, but for instance, this company I'm looking at right here, they have been negative for quite a while in their bank statements. So I mean, this one is pretty high. It looks like this one is it's a 6-month loan. It was $746. Let me see, it was about 35 cents on the dollar for that one. But they're negative every single month. Let me see, this other company. But that was only a six-month loan, though.
Now, when you say negative, are you talking about they're losing money every month?
Yeah,
Okay, okay. You basically saw that through their checking account statements. That's
exactly. Right.
Okay, that's not a problem for us. We keep a very high balance in our checking account.
Yeah, see, and that's not a good thing. That's what Jeremy was telling you, too, is that your time in business is huge, and you have good cash flow. So that's what we really go off of is we look at sales more so than your credit.
Yeah, you're right. No, I know. All the companies like this... you know, and the interesting thing, frankly, to be honest with you, Steve, that is a huge advantage for you guys is that companies like Ken Capital, they just sell the paper. You know, they do the deal, but then a month later, they sell the paper to a bank.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
So it is interesting. Direct Capital and Ken Capital do the same thing. I don't know about Bank of Cardiff, but it is a bank. I mean, Bank of Cardiff, I don't know if they're just taking that paper and selling it, you know, or not.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how that all works out.
Give me another example of another deal that you did.
Let's see. And then this one, let me see. I'm trying to read through the history of what it was. Okay, and this one was like a 10-month loan.
Mm-hmm.
This one was pretty small, and this one also they had a bad monthly deposit requirement too. So, their interest rate was actually a little bit higher. It was about 40 cents on a dollar. But that's for 10 months. So with them, again, it's just because they had, you know, negative balances on their thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people that we deal with, sometimes they have that negative balance throughout the month.
Yeah.
And that really does hurt.
The only positive thing here is that means that you guys are there allowing you to do some C&D paper.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
There's no question. I mean, okay, what is your third example?
My third example. Pull it up. Sorry, I know you're busy. I'm trying to let you get back.
No. You're giving me some insight here. This is important because it tells me that it is, you know, I don't mind working with you. I don't. It means that there's a chance. The only thing is that sometimes, you know, that your company may be more interested in C and D paper than they are in B to B plus paper.
Mm-hmm.
See? Because I could target us and say right now, based on a point system, that we're about a B to B minus paper.
Okay.
And we're gonna prevail within, you know, if I didn't have that 100,000 in debt current, we would be A minus paper.
Mm-hmm.
We would be that level. And I just took additional steps with DMB yesterday because they had some information in the file that was derogatory, that was incorrect, which is being omitted. So that in 2 weeks, my DMB will be significantly improved too.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah, which is interesting. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Give me your third example.
Yeah, my third one. So these guys are actually pretty good. They have good cash flow. They've never been negative. Good credit. They did about, 24 months on it.
Good.
And this one is, this one's pretty good. This one's about 10 cents on the dollar.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good. Okay, look, I'll tell you what. Based on what you told me, I will do this initial paperwork. I'm not going to go in great detail.
Sure.
Okay, I actually have a credit form that I'll print out and attach with this that will give you guys a lot of information. I'm going to get this to you, you know, maybe within a week, okay?
Okay.
And you and I can talk once you receive it. But I am also interested in letting DMB make these corrections before you take this to an underwriter, because it'll really help.
Hey, Arthur, you know, completely at your pace. You know, I want to make sure you're comfortable with everything. I mean, if you want to wait for that 2015 tax return, that's
something we might do. I've got to think about that. I got to find out how far out that is. If we're talking, you know, 2 weeks out, I might wait, only because that changes the grade of the paper pretty significantly. Because although we're in a nice, the fact that we've reduced debt considerably, and we can prove it by sending you statements from Can Capital and also Comerica Bank, is Easy to prove. So an underwriter, if he has some other information on debt reduction, would be he'd probably be okay. Let me think. Then, the only concern, the only negative thing I have right now is that 2014. 2015, like I said, is changes everything. It really does.
Sure. Yeah, no, I understand.
So we may... let me talk to Emma Kresser, find out what our timeline is on that, because that would, and I like your third example there, we're clearly that or even a little better, and I need, like I had told Jeremiah, I need more like 2.5 year or 3 year payback, because what I'm looking at is, again, the reduction of what we call debt servicing, mm-hmm. and the only way to achieve that is a longer-term type loan.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. No. Then it takes a lot of pressure off us, and then it makes sense. Then everything makes sense.
I gotcha. And that's the thing too. You know, I know I'm new, but you know, from what I've learned is that the people that I work with, I mean, they're really awesome at, you know, really helping the customers out and actually looking into the file instead of just sending it off to the underwriters. You know, a lot of the companies just want to get in the people and just send it off to the underwriters. Mm-hmm. But what's cool about these guys is that they actually look at these things before they even do anything. So mm-hmm. they want to make sure that they actually have something before they actually send it off to our
underwriters. Yeah, well, I think that's what I asked Jeremiah yesterday. I said, how did you get our name? That kind of thing. So, mm-hmm. you know, I think we cover that. And I do think, in your case, it may be an advantage that you do, only because you are hungry to make some deals because it makes you look good in your firm.
Sure.
So I think that is a positive factor in this case. I do. Okay. I don't see it as a negative. I mean, you obviously understand this business, so, you know, that's good. What were you doing before?
Before this, I was actually was an assistant manager for K Jewelers.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is a lot better than working retail.
Oh, my God. Yes, it is.
It's
180 degrees different. It's amazing.
Are you recently out of school, or what was your background?
Well, my background's quite a bit. I actually moved out here to San Diego back in 2009 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And 2013. But I went to school. I graduated with a criminal justice degree.
Uh-huh.
A bachelor's in that, so that was pretty cool.
Where?
Cal State San Marcos.
Okay. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it's a university. Great. Pretty good. Mm-hmm. Before that, I was actually in the military. I was in the Navy.
Oh, good.
So I did 4 years of that.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent background. You know, a lot of people don't realize how... Yeah, I think that's extremely good background. And I'm sure you're a guy that's on time.
Oh, absolutely. Actually,
and I know that's
wait
thing,
early.
Yeah. For our company, if you're not early, you're late.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's the way we run the thing
that's
around here.
I always am. I hate being late. That's like one of the worst things. I hate that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But,
So, I mean,
good. Good. Well, okay. Let me do this. I'll run for now. I will... we'll touch bases in maybe a week, and in the meantime, I may, I have your direct email. If I have some of this together, I'll go ahead and forward it down to you.
Absolutely, of course.
And I won't
do anything until you're ready, so I mean,
mm-hmm.
okay, so I mean, I'll stay in touch with you.
That's right. Well, you'll see, if I elect to do this 2014, I may do that with the... we'll see. Let me just think about this for a minute. I got to pull that out and really look at it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No worries.
Okay. Yeah. Because if I look at it, then I can determine if it's how derogatory, what amount of points will be deducted from it. But on the other hand, the whole idea here is to get some sort of idea what grade your underwriters are giving. So, because again, the only kind of deal I'm interested in is the 2.5 or 3 year term,
mm-hmm.
More at that. Level as your third example, because that would make sense for us. See, I have to think in terms of what makes sense for this company, what mm-hmm. helps this company prevail and grow quicker, and we've been through hard periods. Even we have. I mean, to think that 18 months ago this company was in debt $450,000, and as we sit today, we're in debt $100,000. We have in 18 months paid back $350,000 of debt.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty significant, but there was a lot of blood that happened to accomplish that.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No worries. Yeah, I'm actually. I'm just checking out your website right now. Actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, we have a Facebook. Those show. And I'll have Shelly send down the Facebook for you guys because that's real current. Everybody uses that. I don't know why. The webpage is good, but the Facebook shows current examples of projects that we do, and that kind of might be of interest to you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No. I just like to look at people's websites and see how they are.
Oh, sure.
You know, Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, Arthur, I mean, I would love to do business with you. I totally understand where you're coming from. You know, I was totally at your pace, so I mean, I'm not trying to rush you or anything like that.
No, that's fine. That's fine. We'll try to do a deal. I'm very interested in getting a deal done. You hit me at the right time. I have this on my desk to work on.
Cool.
So just your timing was good, okay? So we're both in the same shoes. I'm interested in doing a deal. You want to do a deal. You know, look, let's just let me gather this stuff. I understand your position. It's better for you to have some more detailed information. And but at that point, my goal will be to make sure that we have a possibility higher than 50% of getting something done. I just understand what the underwriter's job is. It's to turn you down. For every 30 deals you bring in, they may let you have one. Mm-hmm. So it's hard, you know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that sounds good, Arthur.
Okay.
All right. Great. Well, just whenever you're ready.
We'll be back in touch shortly.
All right, Arthur.
Okay.
You have a wonderful day, man.
You
I appreciate
too, man.
It.
Talk to you soon. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.